Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
I said, would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? He said, you give me something to think about. He said, man, not right now, but he said, I'll think about it. He said, I've never heard that. But he said, that's interesting. And so I said, well, okay, I just come over here to do what the Lord sent me to do. So I said, have a good day, and I'll see you later. And I walked out the door. And 3 months later, that man on a Sunday morning, about 8 or 9 o'clock, was sitting in a chair in a service station right down the street where he lived before he goes to check his livestock, and had a massive heart attack and exploded in his chest, and he fell dead in the floor. I heard about it, and so I went down there to his funeral. When I got there was a woman there that I had known for years. She said, Thurman, this man came by the other day. Now, her husband was a deacon in the Baptist church, and he was his best friend, and that man never talked to him about Jesus. Never. She said, so-and-so came over here to the house the other day and said, you came by on a Sunday afternoon a few months ago and said you told him about Jesus. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, don't be surprised when you get there if you don't find me there. You know what that told me? He had made that decision. He had accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. At a later date, the daughter of that man came to me and told me she had a dream in the middle of the night, and this happened about a year after he died. And she said she saw her daddy in a dream on Father's Day, and she had always asked the Lord, Lord, did my daddy get saved? And she said, my daddy came to me in a dream, and he was dressed just like he always dressed in his farmer's clothes, and there he was smiling, and he said, honey, it's wonderful up here. Jesus is awesome. So she called me and said, praise God, my daddy got saved. And then I told her the whole story. She said, thank God, Thurman, that you went by there that day. Well, let me tell you, I've come to realize that's what the whole thing is about. Number one is you and me being obedient to God, walking in obedience to His Word, and going and sharing the gospel of Christ with people to get people saved. That's what it's all about, isn't it, JC? That's what it's all about. But now then, when you get saved, that's the beginning. So many churches, they preach when you get saved, that's all there is. But nope, that's not all there is. I'm going to tell you, I lived in that realm for 40 years of my life. And then the Lord began to come to me and speak to me in an audible voice and show me the things I've been teaching in this church and in other places for the last several years. And I've been teaching a healing school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for about 5 years. And I have seen testimonies like this one that Irene has with Cody. I have seen these kind of testimonies now into the thousands. I mean, I don't understand why everybody's not healed. And I'll tell you why. I now know why it is. We don't know what this book says. And the example I gave you a while ago is three men that have worked diligently, you know, that know a lot about audio and video equipment, tried to explain to me the way a mixer board worked. And I started listening to them, and then when I couldn't make the thing work like they all told me it's supposed to work, then I decided to read the book. And one of the things that really blew me away, one of the men came back there that works here. One of the two men came back and he said, now Thurman, that set of controls right there is before the fader. And I had just read, I said, wait a minute, let me read you this. It says on the aux 2 switches, the switches are downstream of the fader. He said, no, that's not right. I said, look, wait a minute, that's what the book says. No, he said, that's not the way they work. I said, look, that is not true, at least on this board. On the ones you may have operated, that's the way they are. But on this one, he said, no, they don't work like that. I said, okay, the proof is in the test. So I put it on a computer, I put a signal on it, and I checked it, and I guarantee the fader buried the signal. So I said, the book is right. So let me tell you, folks, when somebody preaches the Word of God to you, if they don't use the Word of God, and what they say don't agree with what the Word of God says, you need to find you another teacher. Because if you will do what so many people do, just like the other day, I know we're all talking about the Lord soon coming. And He is going to come. There's no two ways about it. He's going to come soon. But two men, and these men happen to be another denomination, and they were talking about we were living in the millennial kingdom of God right now. And I said, now wait a minute, guys. The way I read the book says that during the millennial kingdom there will be no Satan. There will be no evil during that 1,000-year reign of Christ. And I said, so let me turn to Revelation and read that to you. And so I turned over the book of Revelation, and I read that to them. I happened to be where these two guys were that day. And he said, well, that, but Thurman, that can't be true. I said, but, you know, this is what the Word says. He said, well, that's not what my preacher says. I said, well, I don't know what your preacher says, and I don't care what kind of denomination you're in or non-denomination you're in, but if what your preacher said don't line up with what the Word says, then you need to go home and read it yourself. One of the men said, nah, I'm going to believe what my preacher says. The other said, I'm going to go home and read those. I said, okay. One of them wouldn't read the book. But a few days later, I run into the other one, and he said, I went home that night, and I began to read those words. I read that chapter at least three or four times. I said, what do you think? He said, the more I read it, the more it sounded like it was the way you said it was. But he said, it can't be true because that's not what my preacher said. So he said, I just closed the book and said, I'm going to believe him instead of you. Now, you want to know why we have problems with healing? You want to know why we have problems with salvation? Because we read the words of Jesus and then we'll believe what a man said instead of what Jesus said. So I'm going to tell you, if anything I teach you today don't line up with the Word of God, you need to throw it out the window. I'm just going to be frank with you. That's why I am a Word person, and that's why I teach God's Word. So today, on the good side of faith, we're going to start over here. I'm going to go to... Okay, I'm at page 8. That's where I was. I thought I stopped on page 5, but I'm on page 8. Okay, on page 8, I'm going to talk a little bit about in Him we are blessed or we are redeemed. Now, I didn't understand to start off with what it meant to fight the good fight of faith. I now have learned what it means to fight the good fight of faith. I have fought it several times. So when you learn what it means, if you can do it, now the flesh is weak. You'll have to walk in the Spirit because every time the enemy attacks you in the flesh, when it's your flesh, it's difficult to walk in the flesh. I mean, you can't walk in the flesh. If you do, you get beat up on by the devil every time. The devil will win every time if you go by what you see. But that's what we're... I'm going to tell you a story to start off about a man and his wife, and they happened to be Church of Christ, and they came from a city here. They heard me on the radio, and they came here about a year ago last April, I guess it was. Yeah, I think it was April. They came to a healing school. And there was about 8 of those people from the Church of Christ in that city that came up. And they called me and wanted to know if they was welcome. I told them, of course. You know, I mean, I'll let anybody come to a healing school. I don't care if you're a believer, non-believer, Church of Christ, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic. I don't care what you are. If you're a human being, and if you're warm, and if not warm, come on, we'll raise you from the dead. You know, so I mean, you know, goodness gracious, Jesus told us we could do all these things. I'm just getting what I can give you, won't you be? Praise the King. So anyway, they came and she said, I have a... After the healing school was over, 4 hours of boxing of teaching, at the healing school, she came up and her husband, and she said, we want to just sit and talk with you a while. And so I said, okay. So that group from the Church of Christ in that city stayed and talked to me 4 more hours till after 8 or 9 o'clock that night. And so whenever we got through, she said, God came to me in a dream. He told me I had this very, very rare disease. And she told me what the disease was. Of course, I can't remember. It's a strange name. And so she said, I woke up the next morning and told my husband, honey, God told me in a dream last night I have this disease. So she said, if God told me that, I must have it. So I want you to run a test on me to see if I have it. He ran the test on her and she had it. And so they started treating her for the disease. And so she said, I want you to pray for me so that I'll be healed. I said, well, first of all, you got to repent for believing a lie. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'll tell you, that wasn't God and came to you. She said, but it was a beautiful voice. I said, I don't care what it sounded like. I said, if Jesus Christ bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross 2,000 years ago, he didn't put sickness on you, and he's not going to come to you in a dream and tell you you have a sickness. I said, that was the devil. I said, you were not sick. The enemy deceives us all, and he's so sly, and I'm just beginning to learn and understand the many ways of the devil. I said, the devil come to you in a dream, and he told you you had this disease, and you bought it, hook, line, and sinker, and when you agreed with it, that allowed him to put it on you, and you have this sickness because you believed the devil instead of God's word. Wow, that blew her away, and her husband both. I said, are you willing to repent? She said, yes. I said, okay, repent. Tell God you're sorry that you let the devil deceive you. She repented. I rebuked the devil just like I did for Cody that day. I rebuked the devil, commanded her to be healed in the name of Jesus according to the word of God. I said, now go back home and check your wife again, and I guarantee you ain't going to have no illness. And she went home and I checked it, and it's gone. Isn't that amazing? The devil comes to you to put sickness and disease upon you, and he puts symptoms upon you, and you buy into his symptoms. Most of my life, would believe my symptoms. I wake up in the morning, I got a splitting headache, can't breathe, throat scratchy. What's the first thing you think I do? Honey, I've got a sore throat this morning. I mean, I must be coming down with a flu. Is that what we say? No, that's what we do. But no, don't do that. Because if you agree with the enemy, yeah, the symptoms are there. But don't agree with the beast. If you know that Jesus Christ, if when you get it in your spirit, that if you learn that Jesus Christ healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago, he bore your sickness, he bore your pain, he removed everything and gave you complete power and authority over the enemy, when that becomes a reality to you, you will never receive sickness and disease again. Never. You'll rebuke it and you'll drive it away in the name of Jesus. And you won't never have to be sick again. Now, we learned these principles about 20 years ago. Now, the first 45 years of my life, I had a lot of sickness down in my back a half a dozen times, had all kinds of problems. But when I learned these truths...
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he is God and Lord of all, and we praise him and thank him for the privilege to teach his word.